heading down the home stretch to Vengeance Day. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Thursday, February 11th, 2021. A special welcome to those of you listening on TheWrestlingRevolution.com. If you want to bring our updates to your website, email us, desk@JustProWrestlingNews.com. Results from AEW Dynamite, MLW Fusion, and Wednesday's New Japan Show are straight ahead in this update.
WWE.
But first, let's get into last night's NXT, the final stop before Sunday's TakeOver Vengeance Day show. You know, we all knew this was a possibility when we reported last night on Austin Theory's Twitter video about Johnny Gargano being out of Sunday's TakeOver. Well, Gargano showed up on last night's NXT in a wheelchair, claiming to have a broken arm. Kushida exposed that this was all a lie. It's a miracle. Gargano's North American title defense against Kushida is still on for TakeOver. Kushida later beat Theory via disqualification. Gargano and Theory tried to beat him up after the match, but they were foiled by Dexter Lumis. The finals for both Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic tournaments are now set for TakeOver. It's going to be MSK versus the Grizzled Young Veterans in the men's final. And on the women's side, Shotzi Blackheart and Ember Moon will face Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez. NXT GM William Regal announced the winner of the Women's Dusty Classic will get a shot at the WWE Women's Tag Team Championships, those currently held by Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler. It was a rough night for Legado del Fantasmo. Not only did Joaquin Wilde and Raul Mendoza lose to MSK in the Dusty Classic semifinals, they were laid out backstage by Karrion Kross. Kross now has a match against Santos Escobar on next Wednesday's NXT. Cameron Grimes returned to NXT, driving a Lamborghini and making it rain in the Capitol Wrestling Center. Grimes says he got rich during his absence by buying GameStop stock and apparently cashing it all out before the bottom fell out. Mako Sanamura makes her NXT UK debut on today's episode. We're also getting a street fight between The Hunt and Mark Andrews and Flash Morgan Webster.
AEW.
A big shakeup for the Inner Circle. Sammy Guevara quit the group on last night's AEW Dynamite. He delivered the news to Chris Jericho in the ring after a backstage incident earlier in the night where Sammy caught MJF trying to blackmail him and laid him out. The main event on Dynamite was as wild as many of us expected. The Falls Count Anywhere match pitting Kenny Omega and Kenta against Jon Moxley and Lance Archer spilled out of the ringside area and even into the Daily's Place kitchen at one point. The end saw the Good Brothers interfere and help Omega put Archer down with the One-Winged Angel for the pin. Kenta got in a go-to-sleep on Mox, who did carry the IWGP United States Championship with him to the ring. Thunder Rosa beat legit Layla Hirsch in the first match in the Women's World Championship Eliminator Tournament. AEW unveiled the full bracket and slate of first-round matches earlier in the day. First-round matches from the Japan side of the bracket are going to be broadcast on AEW's YouTube channel on Monday starting at 7 p.m. Next week's Dynamite will have the first-round match on the U.S. side between Riho and Serena Deeb. Darby Allin beat Joey Janela to retain his TNT Championship. Later, Allin was shown stuffed in a body bag by Team Taz and then dragged behind their SUV. Matt Hardy and Hangman Page went to a bar where Hardy convinced Page to sign a contract for something. Next Wednesday's Dynamite will have the Young Bucks defending their tag titles against Santana and Ortiz.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
New Japan wrapping up its New Beginning tour this morning with a big main event, Kota Ibushi defending the double gold against Sonata. There's also some changes to Thursday's card, including Hiromu Takahashi, Tetsuya Naito, and Bushi now facing El Fantasmo, Taiji Ishimori, and Yujiro Takahashi. Hiromu retained his junior heavyweight title against Sho in the main event of Wednesday's New Beginning show. After the match, El Fantasmo laid down a challenge for the junior title, but Hiromu said he will not accept unless he and Bushi get a shot at the junior tag titles held by ELP and Ishimori. There was a wild finish to the IWGP tag title match on Wednesday's show. Taichi did regain his stolen Iron Finger of Doom, but got disqualified when he put it to use against the Gorillas of Destiny. Pro Wrestling Noah is putting on one of its biggest shows in a while on Friday, returning to famed Budokan Hall for the first time in years. The main event is a battle of legendary names. Go Shiozaki, whose revival was one of 2020's biggest success stories, defending the GHC Heavyweight Championship against the 58-year-old Keiji Muda. Leo Rush defeated Laredo Kid on Wednesday's MLW Fusion to win the AAA Cruiserweight title. Rush already holds the MLW Middleweight title. That's Just Pro Wrestling News for Thursday, February 11th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss any of our updates. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.